Hi, Terry. What's on your mind?
Hi. Before I ask my question, I just wanted to thank you for the hot tip on the taurine for electrical activity in the heart and elsewhere. Seems to be helping me.
Oh, good, sir.
Quite a bit. But I do think I have some Wi-Fi susceptibility as well. But anyway, that's another topic. But what I'm working on next is arterial plaque buildup. I've got a, you know, I do the light screen every once in a while, and I get a mild to moderate buildup reading score from that. And then I've got calcium scores that go back to 2008 that show a decline from 147 to about 110, and that's been pretty stable for 6 years.
Well, nice to go the opposite direction. Good.
Yeah. And so my next project is to get a baseline ultrasound for the soft plaque, and then whatever it is, start working on peeling those two layers back. One, looking for some natural strategies for that, and wondering whether or not EDTA might play a role, oral EDTA might play a role in that.
All right, to answer the last thing first, EDTA sometimes works and sometimes doesn't, and I know that's not a terribly good answer, but we actually got a small research grant from the Tahoma Clinic Foundation and found six guys, it happened to be all guys, sorry about that, ladies, who all had plaque in their arteries, and I guess they weren't happy about that. And everybody got EDTA chelation. Three of the guys, less plaque. Three of the guys, same amount of plaque. So it wasn't a universally effective thing. It was about a 50-50. But who knows if one is going to be in that 50%, the one or the other. The one thing we have to watch out for with any sort of chelation is that nearly all chelation pulls out not only toxic metals, but it also pulls out normal natural metals, calcium, magnesium, zinc, copper, chromium, etc. So if one is using chelation therapy, if it's done intravenously, oh, about after every third or fourth one, we put all those minerals into an IV and give them back to the person. And if it's done orally, and yes, there is oral chelation, and there's also the, what do they call those things? Anyway, that they're put in, inserted up inside, as one might say.
Oh, suppositories, yeah.
There you go, suppositories. Yeah. I forgot that one. Anyway. Those also pull out normal metals, so one has to take the responsibility to every few days chow down on a bunch of multi-minerals, something like that. Okay, but there's a much more effective way of reducing plaque that never did any harm, sir. And what I like about this one is I got to work with an engineer, because engineers, oh my goodness, I hope you're an engineer, sir, or maybe you're not, but anyway, engineers keep track of everything, it seems. And this fella, he went in and got his carotids scanned. It's one of those traveling buses that does that sort of thing. And oh my goodness, he had slightly over 40% plug on one side and just a little bit, tiny bit under 40% on the other side in his carotids. And he wants to know what can he do about this. And I told him, well, there's research, some from Japan and some from Malaysia, about two things that might help with plaque. So why don't you try them? And one of those is simply vitamin K. And in my opinion, and I do not work for this company or collect any money from them, but the Life Extension Foundation, or LEF brand of Super K, is what I've used for years. It's got several different types of vitamin K in it. So I told them to get that and use three of the they're kind of roundish gel caps twice a day. And he said, that's a lot. And I said, yeah, but nobody ever got hurt with it, and that's probably what's going to be needed if this is going to work. And then the other thing, the research from Malaysia had to do with tocotrienols. Now, that's part of the vitamin E family, as you probably know, and these were the so-called mixed tocotrienols, higher in delta, as most of the tocotrienol manufacturers do, but they still had a little bit of all the different tocotrienols in them. How many of those? Three twice a day. Okay, a little pricey. Yep, but he wanted to get rid of his plaque. Well, being a really good engineer, sir, he had his carotids scanned. 1 year to the day. No kidding. After the first scan. 1 year to the day. I couldn't, I had to admire that timing. And he came back in with results, and instead of a little over 40% and a little over 50%, I'm sorry, a little under 40%, I said that wrong. He was now down to a little over 30% on one side and a little over 25% on the other side. So he just kept taking the stuff, and he hasn't come back, but I'm assuming that it continued to work for him. That's what worked for him, and having seen that and his documentation of it, he brought all the facts and figures in and the pictures, which he got copies of. Anyway, I've recommended that to a lot of folks, and not everybody tells me they have a significant decrease in a year, but they do tell me that everybody, that if they do happen to keep increasing, it's slowed. It's considerably slowed, sir. But most of the time, people get less plaque over time. So give it a shot. The nice thing about those two things is that, again, there's no report of side effects from tocotrienols or from mixed vitamin K. And one other thing before I shut up, never, ever get a tocotrienol with alpha-tocopherol in it, or take any of the vitamin E that's the tocopherol type at the same time as the tocotrienols. You can take them at a different time of day, but the lead researcher, as far as I'm concerned, on tocotrienols, Dr. Chan, the doctor says, excuse us, the absorption of tocotrienols and tocopherols is unfortunately preferential, and if they're swallowed at the same time, the tocopherols will get into the body and the tocotrienols won't make it in very well at all. So take them a few hours apart. You take them on the same day, just not the same time.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that. I have been using vitamin K for quite some time, not in that high dose level, and I thought that might have been part of the reason why the calcium score has come down.
You're likely right, sir.
Yeah. So I will definitely keep that up, and I'll throw in the tocotrienols and maybe a few other things along the way, but sounds good. I don't think I've got a real significant plaque buildup issue. Like I say, the screening shows mild,
good.
You know, very mild to moderate. So, but I want to keep it down. Family history of issues there. So, anyway.
Okay, sir. And well, one other thing about that Wi-Fi susceptibility. Before you go, are you familiar? Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with? Let's see. The outfit is in Toronto, and what they have done for years now is to make pendants of a certain geometric shape. And by the way, they have their research posted online, too. That's always good. But these pendants, what do you know? They help us decrease our sensitivity, or another way of saying it is they protect us somewhat against electromagnetic sensitivity. And the website is all those W's and biogeometry.com, and I'll shut up.
Oh, okay. I will take a look at that. I'm also in the process of listening to a summit on 5G and how mean and nasty that stuff is. And so they're talking about all kinds of different shielding techniques for that as well. So it's a hot topic for me right now.
Okay, well, add biogeometry to your resources to check.
I certainly will. Thank you.
You're welcome.